So this is not going to be your normal podcast. It's not. It's going to be a little more in-depth. It's going to be a little more diary focused, because what I want to do is try to experiment with a lot of different things, because if you don't experiment, then you never know what results you truly have. So I'll still do my main podcast, my in-depth podcast on Wednesdays during the 1 o'clock hour. But now, like in between those podcast episodes, what I want to do is just kind of offer a video diary of a day in the life of a program coordinator, a team coordinator. So full disclosure, I'm at the YMCA. I am an employee at the YMCA, which doesn't really sit too good with me. It's not the best, because I don't like to consider myself an employee. I like to consider myself a business, and I go into my job, and I hate that word, but I go into my responsibility with the mindset that it is a business. However, one thing about this business, about the position that I'm in, is I don't answer, I have a lot of people that I answer to in any J word. You have your bosses that you answer to, but you also have your clients that you answer to. But in this situation, my clients, the kids, the families that I serve, I'm serving them well, because they come to the program every day. They come to the program every time we have an event. I have a lot of regulars. But my boss, I guess, again, I don't like that word or anything else having to do with the word job, but my boss, the big guy, doesn't see the work, doesn't see the value. And I am not exactly clear why. I do know why, but I don't have good communication with him. Don't have good communication with him at all. And a lot of times, I don't really want to have communication with him. So it's tough. So what do you do? What do you do when you got two bosses, you got two daddies that you gotta satisfy? The ones that you wanna satisfy, they're good, but the ones that you have to satisfy aren't satisfied. Especially when there are no benchmarks. There's no guidance. Guidance has been requested, but guidance has not been given. So what do you do? I guess we'll turn this maybe into a question for the day. What do you do? So of course, I'm on a goal of starting with three kids on the first day to a giant program of having 300. But that 300 is going to be difficult because we don't have the space. And there are some restrictions with that I haven't figured out how to work around in order to satisfy what's expected. So what do you do when one boss is satisfied, but the other boss is not? And that's the one who's signing your checks, essentially. What do you do? Oh, I asked the question, but didn't offer a chance to respond back. So what do you do? Instagram, Micah_DB, MICAHDB. You can maybe email me, you know what, I'll give you a different address since the other one was a little difficult. mbarnes780. It's M as in Micah, B-A-R-N-E-S, 780 at gmail.com. Let me know you heard the podcast and give me some advice. What do you do?